Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient. I think you'll like it. If you have a smartphone, that's what this book was written for you. The third ingredient.com. Clara Villarosa is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. I'm someone I've admired for a long time. She is one of my heroes. And she is the NAACP Image Award nominee for her book, Down to Business. It's an award-winning book, folks. The First 10 Steps to Entrepreneurship for Women, founder of the African-American Bookseller Association. Her new book is called The Words of African-American Heroes, which I'm sure you can find all those in wherever books are sold. Clara Villarosa, thank you for being here. Thank you for being a great leader. I'm so proud of you. Folks, she's 87 years old, and you can tell by talking to her that she's more like about 37, the way she acts and the way she talks. And they're fortunate to have you in Harlem. I know that's where you're based out of right now with your family, your girls and your grandchildren. Clara, give us a report on what's going on in Harlem these days.
Okay. Now, my daughters live in Brooklyn, but I live in Harlem.
Oh, I got you.
Now, I'm Montgomery, Alabama, by the way.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Now, Harlem has always been differentiated by class. And so we had a lower class and we had an upper middle class. But they were primarily African American. What's happening now?
Wait a minute. The black community actually was differentiated themselves by class?
They certainly did, because we had a large number of housing projects, which was more the lower class.
Right.
And then we had these large brownstones, and we had large apartment cooperatives, and so there was that differentiation. But there was some merging, but not a whole lot.
Right.
However, as the property costs went up, many of the African Americans who were in the middle class, they sold those brownstones for a lot of money and moved to the South, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Atlanta. Right. And who moved in? Who moved in were more white families who lived downtown, who couldn't afford it much longer, and moved uptown because it was less expensive.
Ah.
So now we have a more diverse. It's diverse, but it isn't really integrated, because the families haven't necessarily integrated with the families who are.
But one thing I want to ask about, Clara, I've been told that people have described Harlem as ground zero for Black America, and so my question is, how is the business ownership among Black Americans, among Blacks in Harlem? In a report that I had a few years ago, it was not very good.
It is certainly better, but we don't have a large number of African Americans owning businesses.
Why is that?
Because number one, they didn't have the money, they couldn't get the financing. A lot of the owners of the, particularly our bodegas, are immigrants. They're from Pakistan, they're from India, they're from China.
But did they have more access to money than the blacks who live there?
Yes, they do, because it's always much more difficult for blacks to have access to capital. And so what happens is that the immigrants come, they pool their money together, and they open small businesses. Many of them.
How much of it, though, Claire? You know, I love you, and I want to make sure we get this out here. How much of it do you think, though, is a cultural thing, where it hasn't been in the black community's culture to be business owners, whereas in those other countries, those people were. What do you think about that?
Yes, because in those businesses, they had more small businesses.
Right.
And so they were accustomed to it. They pooled their money together and opened small businesses here. Now, true, many blanks are discriminate against African Americans, but it isn't all that.
That's not the case anymore, is it?
No, it is cultural. But we need more programs here helping African Americans to understand the steps to opening a business.
Well, it sounds to me like they're pretty lucky to have you planted right in the middle of them over there. I would have thought, Claire, you've been back there for almost a decade. I would have thought you'd have that whole place turned around by now.
I've been here 18 years.
I can't believe you hadn't got that whole place turned around up there, Clara.
Oh, come on, not by myself.
Absolutely by yourself. You're a force of nature, Clara. Whatever Clara says, folks, that's what I do. If Clara tells me to do something, I do it.
When I get them in the room, I can really talk to them because I've done it,
yep.
And I know the issues. I know that for my first business, I self-funded it. I didn't go to a bank.
You did like most small business owners, white or black. Hey, Clara, I need your website quickly, please.
HUEMANRDR@AOL.com.
All right, so check it out. Thank you, Clara, for being here. Good job today. Don't forget to the book is called Down to Business by Clara Villarosa. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.